I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? You know, one of those insects that kind of brings a number of the disciplines that we've talked about together is the grasshopper. We've discussed it in terms of entomophagy, the plagues of biblical proportion. I understand you have learned something new about what causes this response to turn a grasshopper into a locust.
Yeah, I was working on one of my lectures, and of course, I was familiar with the migratory locust of Africa and the Middle East, and that migratory phase kicks in as a result of overcrowding. And you can take nymphs from the same egg case and separate them and give half the nymphs wide open spaces, and they will develop into the solitary phase of the migratory locust. And then if you crowd the other half of their siblings, they will immediately begin developing into this gregarious phase, the migratory phase. I'd often wondered, well, what is it exactly that triggers this response? Is it visual because they see everybody up close? Is it tactile? I didn't know. While working on another project, I just found some research where investigators learned exactly what it is that triggers this response that gives the locust that feeling of being crowded, and its touch.
It bothers me in a department store.
You don't like physical stimuli in a department store. So scientists long suspected that it was physical stimuli, the actual crowding, is what triggered the response, but they weren't sure exactly what that meant.
Right.
So what they did, they experimentally demonstrated using a small paintbrush, they tickled different parts of the locust, and they found out that its back thighs are the most effective site for inducing swarming, which, of course, you know, by tickling them just so on the thighs, that's when you begin to see these physiological and biochemical changes that take place in their body that lead to that. And they found that tickling them on the head or the thorax or the front and middle legs or the hind tibia or the abdomen weren't all that productive. But the hind femora or thighs on the back legs resulted in a very strong migratory response and triggering these biochemical and physiological changes that led to the migratory phase.
The front of the thigh, the side of the thighs?
I think it's just the thighs themselves. I don't know if they specified. I think it was anywhere on the back thigh. That's that kind of baseball bat shaped or elongated chicken drumstick looking part of the grasshopper leg. That is where all those receptors really kick in and get the ball rolling.
There are external physical differences. Are there internal ones as well as a result?
Yeah, that's the other thing that I thought was interesting is that they're not only different on the outside, they're different on the inside too. The individuals in the migratory phase have 30% larger brains. When they're in the middle of a swarm, they're just swamped with information, and presumably this larger brain allows them or gives them the ability to make more sense of what's going on around them.
Are there some individuals that are smarter than others?
If they were smarter, they wouldn't be grasshoppers.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastation.org/radio/bugs.